We're going to get underway. I want to acknowledge you guys for being punctual and getting on the call early. Do we have both Ron and Cy with us already?
This is Ron.
Good morning, Ron. And if you can do me a big favor and hit *4 on your phone to boost your signal, and Cy will be joining in a short minute. I want to welcome everybody to this edition of Saturday AM Live. This is illustrious host, and we've got quite an exciting call today lined up for us. And just to get us started, I came across something that, of course, Jim Curry sends me these, and he's the only one I actually ever open on things that get emailed to me, but it's a new form of exercise. So you're going to have to follow with me, right? You know, just track with me, and you'll kind of get to understand how to do this. I've adopted this. It works incredibly well, very simple. Anybody can do it. So here's how it works. Just came across this exercise suggestion for adults to build muscle, strengthen the arms and the shoulders. It seems so easy. So this gentleman who passed it on to me said, I thought I'd pass it on to my friends. The article suggested only doing it 3 days a week. Everybody can do that. Okay, here's how you do it. You begin by standing on a comfortable surface where you have plenty of room at each side of you. Okay, so all you need is like 6 foot, you know, total width. With a 5-pound potato sack in each hand, extend your arms straight out from your side, so basically either direction, hold them there as long as you can. Try to reach a full minute and then relax. Each day, you'll find that you can hold this position for a bit longer. After a couple weeks, what I did is I moved up to a 10-pound potato sack. Then try it with 50-pound sacks, and then eventually try and work up to where you've got a 100-pound sack in each hand and holding your arms straight out for more than a full minute. Okay, that's where I've graduated up to. Okay, after you feel confident at that level, go ahead and put a potato in those sacks.
All right.
So, anyways, I thought you guys would enjoy that one. Here's a couple quick things that I thought were apropos to today's discussion. This one was submitted from Kenna Rogers, our 8-year-old daughter, and she had to answer the question that was submitted to her a few weeks ago while school was in session. My dream for our world is, ... and this is what she wrote, that everyone will get along and that everyone will stay healthy and that everyone will slow down on fast food like McDonald's and Burger King. P.S. Don't eat fast food. Okay, that was interesting. And then this just in from ABC, our wonderful television station. They are featuring a new show. I believe it starts this next week with Shaquille O'Neal, and he's going to be the new mentor or coach for kids to deal with their overweight issues and obesity. So we got a celebrity like Shaquille O'Neal. And then, where did I get this one from? Oh, Tuesday Morning. Some of you have a Tuesday Morning in your cities. They now have a Westinghouse microwave, and I'm sure you can get this anywhere, but it includes a scanning wand that reads the barcodes on packaging to follow the cooking instructions. So you don't even have to think about how long you put it in there for. You just scan the little barcode, you throw the food in there, and you push start. And it automatically knows how long it's supposed to cook. So I thought, you know, here's some interesting things that our world's coming up with these great suggestions, and yet they don't seem to be really working. However, a significant new trend may be underway as consumers say they are trying to make healthier food choices. That is out of the Parade magazine from a few months back. And I thought, you know, it's amazing to think that our culture has gotten so far down a path that we have to have different experts and people weigh in on this issue because we can't seem to figure out how to push back from the table or stop or make healthier choices like more vegetables, more fruit. Staying away from certain things like sweets and sugars and starches and the things that, you know, the processed and refined flours, the things that are not found in nature. And it's interesting because I was having a conversation with a 14-year-old boy the other day who's really interested in cooking and becoming a culinary chef. And he said, you know, what really frustrates me is at school in our home ec class, every time we bake something, they insist on us using Crisco. What is this? What is that stuff? It tastes nasty by itself, so why would I want to put it in something I'm baking? And I'm like, man, if a 14-year-old can figure this out, why is it taking us adults so much longer? So we've got two guests that we've lined up, two guys that I have asked to be on the call. Cy Wagenbach is a Diamond Wellness Consultant from Pekin, Illinois. And then Ron Say is a brand new Silver Wellness Consultant from, and I just forgot the name of the town in Virginia.
Fredericksburg,
Virginia, which is what, north of Charlottesville?
North of Richmond.
North of Richmond, okay, north of Richmond. And Cy, did we get you on the line yet?
Yeah, I'm
okay.
Here, listen.
Okay, great. Okay, well, we're ready to rock and roll then. Well, let's start with Ron, who has been utilizing Niken's Body Balance program for last November. And Ron, but just so you guys know, and I've done this to ladies before, so I have no problem doing it to men. We need to know the nitty gritty details of your height, and then what your weight was when you started. So, and if you can go ahead and give us a little bit of your background too. And that might give people an idea of how you got to the condition that you're in. I mean, because it just doesn't happen overnight. So, Ron, you're what, 5'7", 5'8"?
5'8".
5'8". And what was your top, what did you tip the scale at the highest point?
When I started on the Body Balance System, I weighed 341.
341. Okay. And what do you weigh today?
277.
341 minus 277. So 64 pounds you've shed. And ideally, I don't have to tell you this because you know this, that at 5'8", you're still a bit more than what you need to be. And
yep, a good bit more, and there's a goal ahead that I'll mention.
Okay. Which is?
An additional 75 pounds by the end of October.
Okay. So you're almost halfway to your goal of reaching that. Now, what is it that last November, what was the motivation for starting this? I mean, come on, you are a professor by trade as an occupation. You're in the teaching industry at several different universities. And why? Why the change? Because, I mean, you're not a teenager. You've probably been in this shape for a while, right?
Well, I've been overweight most of my life. And since age 50, my weight continued to creep up and up, even though there were, you know, a number of periods where I was having a controlled food intake, and my wife and I had been trying different diet plans. My lifestyle and job, I've been in public education for 32 years and then retired from public school education to serve as the education outreach director at a Virginia University, and am also an adjunct professor there as well. But all of those jobs entail a lot of desk work and limited amount of exercise, and my lifestyle just didn't include much exercise. And I haven't, by choice, added additional exercise to my routine now, but at that point, my weight just continued to inch up pound by pound. And about 8 years ago, I had a physical. In other words, not too regular, meaning I didn't do it at that point every year. Now I do. But during the physical exam, the doctor indicated that I had very low metabolism, and that if he would prescribe a particular pill, that would change my metabolism level, and he indicated that I would have more energy and lose some significant weight once the metabolism level was raised. And I've been taking that pill daily since then. I haven't found that I had any more energy, though my family kind of indicates that they don't know what they would do with me if I had a whole lot more energy. But I didn't lose a single pound that way. So
okay, so the doctor analyzed you and said, okay, you obviously got a metabolism issue here. Now, did the thyroid play into that at all?
Yes, thyroid played into it, and it was very low metabolism. He said, health-wise, I needed to raise the metabolism even if it didn't change my weight or energy level. So that's what we've been doing. My wife and I have been involved in Neekin as product users for over 10 years, and last October we were looking at some options for another phase of our career as far as adding to our profession. My wife, Candy, is very much interested in wellness as an RN, and so we decided that we would pursue Neekin with regard to becoming a business builder team rather than just product users. And at that time, that's when we first found out about the Body Balance program.
Okay, now what we, this may be kind of backing you into a corner, but when someone decides they want to be a university professor, there's no real, you know, physical requirements for that. I mean, other than you got to stay awake, obviously, if you're in front of a group of people. But as a title of a wellness consultant, did that play into the factor of saying, hey, you know, I need to do something in the area of my physical size? Did that have anything to do?
Oh, yes, indeed. That,
okay.
Looking at the desire, but not being able to capitalize on it, was a big issue. And so, there may have been other ways to capitalize on the idea of being more fit, but one of those, simply, regardless of a wellness consultant, was that in getting older, there's no doubt that that had changed. That change would make a significant difference in my longevity of life. So both those factors, the longevity of life as well as the wellness consultant, played a significant factor in the goal.
You know, then the reason I asked that is because I know when Neekin, was it 6, 7 years ago? I can't remember exactly. Let's see, was it? I'm trying to remember. It was 2000 or 2001 or 2 when the cardio strides were introduced. And I remember the first convention that we attended after that, and everybody, every Neekin wellness consultant, of course, had the shoes on, and yet what was going into their mouths at every meal, and the quantity, and both and the quality as well, was not going to counteract, or I should say those shoes were not going to counteract what they were sticking in. So it does make a choice. And I know that when the Body Balance came along, the phrase, wellness consultants, it's not just our name, it's our mission. And that we really can, because having that balanced approach, take a real decisive action against, being overweight and obesity, and start to turn some of these statistics around, because we're dealing with a major epidemic, and in kids alone, it's off the chart. And this is why, I can have an 8-year-old daughter who, has a dream for our world that we would, avoid fast food places, because there's just nothing there.
Exactly.
Ron, just to add to what
you mentioned there, a recent study I looked at indicated that 72% of the men in the United States are overweight. 61% of women are overweight from the U.S. And so if that were to continue, imagine what the statistics would be in 2010.
Mm-hmm. And, and I know culturally we can say, well, because we're just so fast-paced, and, I'm just like, okay, come on, give me a break. If our culture is causing us to be in this condition and live less, I mean, shorten our lifespan, then the culture is wrong. We've got to step out and say, no, we need to make some changes here and get life back into the concept of a balanced lifestyle. Ron, one last question, then I want to flop over to Cy here and go, what's been the greatest challenge for you in doing the Body Balance? Because people can say, it's just another diet, and now we just tag Neekin's name on it. It'll work for a few months. And here you're going on, we're in June now, and you started in November, and over 60 pounds weight loss. For you, what has been, because you mentioned that you and Candy had done other diets, what's been the greatest challenge for you?
Well, it's not been a challenge to continue to keep with the Body Balance program. Probably the biggest challenge is what is included in my meal, because I am using the Body Balance for breakfast and lunch, what I include in my meal at the dinner time. And I'm pleased that I've had the opportunity to be in contact with Shar Rogers regarding some additional studies that you mentioned this morning.
Mm-hmm.
That are expanding my understanding of nutrition, and And so I hope that that will make a significant difference, plus adding additional time for exercise. Those would be my two areas that I think are weaker and need strengthening, and therefore those would be areas that I would see as beneficial. As you mentioned, what it is that when I do have food and not the body balance program, what it is that I am eating, and being more cognizant of nutritional aspects there, and then also continuing to work on finding a potato bag that has actual potatoes in it to be able to increase that exercise time.
I knew you were going to go back there. I just knew it. And you liked my potato style exercise program. Well, let's talk to Cy here now. Cy Wagenbach, you've been a wellness consultant. Let's see, back was it 92?
You probably guys? 92, yes.
92, and been around in a leadership position for quite some time. Now, you had a health situation, if we can call it that, happen a few months ago that caused you to take a more aggressive stance. And let's go back to even before Nikan and kind of set things up here. You fell into the condition, you were in your, I'm going to guess, your 50s?
I was 44.
You were 44, okay, so very early to undergo a heart attack. And that was kind of a wake-up call for you, right?
Right. Back, that was in 92. Being in the business, and I work hard, I work physically hard. But, you know, you can work physically hard and still be heavy. But I weighed about 290 then, and I had a heart attack. Had bypass surgery, and then I got involved with Nikan. And before I got involved with Nikan, I was already down to 219 pounds. I mean, but I wasn't well. I was on a bunch of drugs and different things. And I got in Nikan, and it changed a lot of things in my life. It was a thing that just the fact of getting in Nikan opened my mind. And then what I did is I got involved in a lot of nutritional things and used all the Nikan products, and it did change my life. But there's one thing I always noticed: whenever I would gain any weight, it have a real bad effect on me, even over the last 10 years. You know, I can't gain over, if I gain 30 pounds, I'm in trouble. And this last fall, you know, I got, we were very busy, and I was gaining weight, and I probably gained about 30 pounds. And I could tell that I wasn't doing as well physically. Even though I was getting exercise, but I wasn't exercising like I usually do. And then I had another heart attack in February. And this
You're talking 4 months ago.
Yep.
Okay. And unlike Ron and myself, you're not vertically challenged. You come in at 6 what?
I'm 6'3", and I weigh about, I weighed at that time 260 pounds. That was in February, probably right 260.
Okay.
And I really didn't weigh that much, but in the last, I think in February there, I went from, I was about 248, and I went to 260 overnight because of fluid buildup.
Okay.
My heart wasn't working right, and so, but you know, I can't fluctuate 20 pounds. I mean, it just doesn't do my body any good. But anyhow, after that, I when you have a heart attack, you can do one or two things. You can follow what the doctors say that you'll do. Most heart attack victims go into depression, and then they go into, they don't do well. Well, I looked at it a different way. I said, you know what, that was my fault, and I got to do something about it. So I got back to eating a better diet, you know, than I did. Fact is, I had an angiogram, I had a heart attack, had two stents put in, and I come out of there, and somebody gave me a tape on how to eat type of tape, you know. Mm-hmm. And I looked at this tape, and some of the doctors that were on this tape was saying that there was a guy that had a heart attack, was supposed to have 5 bypasses done. He didn't do it. He went on really a good diet, and within 6 months his arteries were clean.
Wow.
So that gave me a new hope. So what I did, I said, you know what, I can do this. Because I'm a very strong-headed guy when it comes to doing something. And so I did. I went on, and I tell you what I did. The Fiaga juice, I started drinking 4 ounces a day because my cholesterol was always, never could control it. So I started drinking 4 ounces of that a day. So the fruits and vegetables, I started taking that twice a day. I took two fruits in the morning, two vegetables in the morning, and I took also the Mardi Gras for them in the morning. And then after dinner, I would do the same thing. Plus the 4 ounces, plus I took the lactoferrin. And, you know, I started eating mostly fruits and vegetables and nuts and different things like that. And you know what? It just literally, my whole physical being changed overnight. I went down 30 pounds. I'm about 230 right now.
Okay.
But
and you're not small boned. You're not
a big guy.
Beanty. You're a big guy. And I mean, that's the last name Wagenbach, which I'm guessing is German.
It is.
Okay.
220 is my excellent weight. That's what I was when I got out of high school.
Okay, so 220. So you're not too far off of that.
No, I'm getting there.
Okay, and what's fascinating to me is that, you know, the concept of heart disease, dealing with an issue where our heart is not as healthy as it should be, because you mentioned you exercise, and again, really what we put in our mouth will completely counteract even a lot of exercise, because I know a lot of people who are exercise nuts, I mean, just freakazoids and that, and like every day, you know, an hour or 2 hours a day, and yet their heart is not in good condition because of what they're putting in their mouth. And thus, you know, we fall into, you know, things like diabetes and, I mean, all the other things that are associated with them. I mean, billions and billions of dollars it costs our nation because of what we're not eating properly. Now, Cy, was there anything on that cassette or the CD, I'm not sure what it was, that, you know, how to eat healthy,
that was
totally different than what you were doing?
I learned a lot of things on that thing. What I was talking about is, you know, we think that we got to have proteins, like meat proteins, and, you know, a lot of it, so much balance of that a day, you know. And what they're saying is they on this tape that a lot of your vegetables, like your spinach, if you took a bowl of spinach and a spinach salad and versus a steak, there's more protein in the spinach than there is in the steak. I didn't know that. I didn't know that. You know, and my wife is she was on this what was that thing her and Char was doing?
The lifestyle program.
Yeah, a lifestyle program. Mm-hmm. And she was doing that, and she was always griping because she couldn't lose weight and this and that. I told her, I said, honey, you got to get off all that meat protein. You got to have your protein, but you got to get off the meat and the milk and the stuff like that, because you know. We're the only people in the world that drink cow's milk after we're weaned from the mother, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I did a complete change. I think a body balance has to come from a balanced mind to really do it, because your mind's got to have some strength in it when it comes to say, hey, this is what I'm going to do, and make your mind up. You do it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people can't do that. It's a lot because they listen to people around them. I got 18 brothers and sisters, and when I got on this program, oh man, you ought to heard of my brothers and sisters are all overweight.
Mm-hmm.
They're just maybe two of them that aren't, but you know, you go sit down with a meal with there's probably 40 of us around the table when we get together. As a you know, big family gathering.
Yeah.
You know, just making fun of you and this. I said, you know what, guys? I said, I kind of shut them down. I says, go look in the mirror, you know? I says, would you rather be in the shape you're in or be the shape I'm in? Just tell me what you want to be, you know? But, you
now,
know, you got to have that type of attitude.
Right. Now, Cy, you said your first heart attack was 44. You're how young today?
I'm 59.
You're 59. Okay,
yep.
So you had your second one. And your wife, LaVon, mentioned we were talking the other day, and she said, you know, talking about this concept of protein, because, you know, the RDA says we should have so much, and, you know, and you point out the fact that spinach has more. And she had said, you know, it dawned on Cy and I that, you know, you look at all these herbivore animals, like a cow or a chicken, and where we think we have to get our protein from, and yet they don't eat any protein.
Now they get the protein from what we should be eating.
It comes right out of the ground, and it's growing.
Right.
This is where Colin Campbell's book, The China Study, comes in, which I'll go ahead and make that announcement again, that on July the 2nd, he will be on the 7 a.m. Lifestyle Call, which is now called the Advanced Lifestyle Program, because we got people going in the right direction, and my hat is definitely off to my mom, Char Rogers, and Ruth Williams for putting together the program, because it got people at least away from all the simple carbohydrates that were junk and getting more on a balanced, approach of getting things going in, and we saw huge people have success with that, for as far as not only weight loss but energy maintenance and brain comprehensiveness, and as far as the ability to think clearly. And yet now we're going, wait a second, maybe getting all this dairy and all these protein sources like chicken and cows, and maybe we could take it a different angle, and all of a sudden here comes this book conducted on the most comprehensive study of nutrition ever conducted, 860 or 800 million people that they studied for years in China, and discovered that when things were introduced to their diet, they're more so a plant-based diet, and I think that's the words that you mentioned when you and I chatted a few weeks ago, that deriving our protein and getting our sustenance and our energy from plants rather than always having to go have a big steak. And because we don't have to do it.
I'll tell you another thing that you'll see when you straighten your life up and eat right. I'm a very active guy. I work hard. I mean, I'm running probably at 100% most of the time because I own a big construction company. I got 20, 30 people working for me. And I run pretty much everything on that thing. But, my arthritis, I had a broken shoulder one time. And I had a kind of a kink in it. I could only raise it so far above my even open the garage door was a struggle because my wife said, "What is wrong with your arm? It would go real funny," All that is left. I have nothing. And when it comes to arthritis, I couldn't walk because my legs would tighten up a half a mile with my wife and come back. Now I can outwalk her without a problem. I can walk 3-4 miles without a problem. I can raise my arm completely above my head. There's not a notch in my. It's like there was a cog holding that arm from going all the way. That's all gone. If people would do this, they would be totally amazed how good they feel. There's a lot of benefits, not even just that, in your whole life. I'm excited about it, and I'm planning on. Getting my 220, and I went to my class reunion 40 year, and I looked at all the people with canes, people were overweight, people were telling me all about their their problems they've had, and I think, people, I did have a heart attack 4 weeks ago, but I never had any heart damage, which the doctors could not figure out, and I think it was because I was on a lot of good things, before.
Mm-hmm.
That I didn't have a heart attack. I take a lot of coenzyme Q10, which they've done studies on that to prove that if you have a heart attack and you're taking that product, most likely you will not have any damage. They've seen that year after study after study with that stuff. So, I've been on that stuff real. They're just some changes that I've made, and that was my eating.
And what's interesting is I'm flipping through as you're sharing the results you had with arthritis and some of the other things, and that by eliminating the fat, and that's a big culprit here, and I'm not saying, let's go on the old no-fat, or low-fat diet that were very popular in the 80s and 90s. We're talking about the source of the fat,
right.
And that, an avocado is great. I mean, a lot of fat in it. Macadamia nuts, they're great, a lot of fat, however, it has a different effect on the body.
There's some fat in vegetables.
Absolutely. And yet, if we could lower, and this is, I think, an attainable goal, when it comes to dairy, the eggs, the cheese, the milk, the beef, and chicken, if we can lower and target that 5%, and, if you take a cup of skim milk, that's 4% of your daily fat right there in that one cup of milk. So figure out ways to get around it. And I, you know, talked to several people in the last few weeks. They're like, oh, I can never do that. Well, why don't you try? I mean,
that's a mindset, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
That's a mindset.
And I'm looking in the book right now, and it's just talking about the subject of diabetes. And I thought it was interesting, and I want to quote this here, is that they took 25 type 2 diabetic patients. After 3 weeks, adopting and basically saying, hey, we're going to go with more of a plant-based diet, getting things in balance here. And what I love about Nikan's Body Balance Program, it segues right on into this, and we can utilize it. I mean, you mentioned the Siaga and the fruits and the veggies, that by increasing this, that we're actually going to give our organs a break. But in these 25 type 2 diabetics that they studied, in 3 weeks' time, 24, and I'll just read it right out of the book, of the 25 type 2 patients, 24 were able to discontinue their insulin medication. All but one person was not able to go off the insulin after 3 weeks' time.
Yeah, but I think we're really mind controlled by the media, number one, and by the medical society. They got you thinking that you need them. I think the opposite. I think that you need to change your life, the way you eat, the way you do things, and you don't need all them people. And that's my cost of living went down a lot because, you know, meat costs a lot more than a big old steak's about $12 a pound.
Sure.
And I raise cattle. And I got good beef cattle here. I got a bull out there that this guy can pick up. I mean, I don't get in the pen with him because he can pick up. I got a big iron feeder there, and he can throw that thing around. Now, this guy needs nothing but hay. You know what I'm saying? I feed him minerals. You know, I feed him minerals and I feed him hay. And how he gets so strong on just hay and minerals, it's amazing. When here, he don't eat his other cows out there to get his protein.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
And, so, you know, that's an interesting point because I remember a few months ago when Wes Holmes was with us, who has lost an incredible amount of weight utilizing Nikan's Body Balance, and he had made the comment. He said, you know, every once in a while I pig out on vegetables. You know, he says, that's my weak spot. Sai, let me ask you the same question I asked Ron. What's been the greatest challenge for you in the last 4 months of adopting more over to a plant-based diet as far as getting things in balance? What's been the greatest challenge for you? I mean, you mentioned your family giving you a hard time.
That's, you know, probably people, but see, I'm kind of simple-minded. I don't pay no attention to them. But, you know, people themselves have a problem making fun of you, you know. But yet, on the other hand, they wish they could be like you.
Mm-hmm.
And I always tell them anymore, I said, you know what, it's a lot better taste of being in shape and in fit than that taste of all that food you eat that later on you look in the mirror and wonder what happened.
Mm-hmm.
My taste is a lot better than theirs.
Sure.
And you know, it kind of, you know, like
it's like the statement that nothing will ever taste as good as thin feels.
Right. Right.
Once we've gotten there, and I would imagine that you're in a position, and you and Ron, that now, not just the aspect of the weight, but you mentioned the arthritis and all the other things that we don't deal with, the bumps and bruises, the aches and pains, the cloudy vision and thought process, that things that we don't have to deal with if we've got the right things going in. And I remember I had somebody call me the other day, and they were coming to visit for us, and on their way here, somehow they came across a Krispy Kreme donut that people were giving away or something, and they said, Vance, I can't remember if you really liked donuts or you did not like them. And I said, I've hated them since I was a kid. And it's not so much I don't like them, it's I don't like the effects in my body 45 minutes later. And I figured out I didn't have to study any nutrition course or listen to a lot of what Mom was saying. It just made sense that when you put that stuff in, then all of a sudden it's going to counteract, and it's just not natural. And I know that Steve Roberts, who has I think it was 18 or 19 years ago, him and his wife quit eating beef, and he said the difference then was you know, phenomenal. And then, because of some health challenges a few years ago, he adopted over to this. And, you know, the ridicule from other people, he said, was the biggest thing. And he lives down in the South, in Tennessee. And he said, you know, it's this mindset, exactly what you had just said. people have this mindset that you're supposed to be a certain size. And he was describing watching a gal eat the other day at a restaurant, or at a function that he was at, and he said, I'd never seen somebody eat so much food. And what was fascinating, they started with this massive dessert first, before they ate the hot dog and then the hamburger, followed by all the other things. And he said, I just really got sick watching it.
Sometimes when I look at people eat, it makes me sick because I know how I would feel if I did that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so really, I don't really have a problem doing what I do. My wife was kind of a person that she's a meat eater, you know. She was a meat eater, and she would even give me problems. She'd say, how you going to get your protein? You know, blah, blah, blah. I said, how do you worry about yourself? I got my body to worry about, you worry about yours. And now she says, maybe I should have done that. I think in a deeper mind, she wishes she'd got on earlier.
Mm-hmm.
She has, since she's done what I've done so much, she's lost about 10 pounds.
Wow.
So it, and you feel better. It's amazing. You know, I went to a, they call a Freedom Health Fair, that, you know, where they have everything you could think of in this one big room that they sell for your health. And when I looked around in that room, I seen very few healthy people that were selling this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought to myself, you know, if we're going to sell something that's supposed to be healthy, shouldn't we look healthy? You know? And to me, it's amazing that people, it's sometimes it's not about the health, it's about the money they can make. If you put it all together and put it in balance, it'll all work out. The money will be there.
Mm-hmm.
It, you know, people will buy from you because you're healthy. There was a couple there that used to be Nikon distributors, and I don't know how high they were in the Nikon business. But they were selling another product. And here she just had a hip. She couldn't get off her seat because she had a hip surgery. And, I mean, it was just kind of amazing. I told my wife, I said, you know, that's not really a good show of what you're doing if you just had hip surgeries. Because, I mean, if you do things right, you shouldn't have a hip problem.
You think.
You know? And they asked us, are you still a Nikon? They asked my wife. And my wife said, yeah, why wouldn't I be? You know? But I mean, it's kind of comical, you know. You can throw dirt in people's face without doing a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I like to do that, but you know, it's just, you know, people. You just got to do what you got to do for you, not for everybody else, you know.
Yeah. And Cy, on that note, let me ask you this one last question. What would you, or put it this way, what would you encourage, you know, along that lines of, you know, challenging and encouraging people to just do what they need to do, taking care of their own bodies first. What is the one thing that kept you going?
Results.
The results.
I mean, the results come quick. You cannot believe how quick the results come when you get off all that protein, meat protein, and that milk. And you know, you eat a steak at night. Some people drink a glass of milk. You double your protein need right there. And then it's just amazing how that will drag you down. I mean, and the milk today, it's not even fit to drink, the stuff that you buy in the stores, because it's got so many chemicals and pasteurization and different things they've done to that milk. That stuff, just looking at it, I don't even want to touch it. But, I mean, you know, that's me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody say, oh, he's crazy, you know. You crazy or not, man, I'm the one feeling good. No?
And Ron, let me bounce it back to you in the few minutes we have left here. What would you encourage people in seeing what you said? You know, Cy just mentioned the results are the motivating factor for him. How would you encourage people to make a change and say, hey, you can do this?
Well, I think a lot of times when individuals hear about something that's so different than their lifestyle and their habits, they don't see that is an option. So my encouragement would be to decide on changing one thing, two things, and sticking with that, and then when those start to have results, add another and another until habits are changed and a lifestyle is different and a body is better.
And that's, you know, and I'd like to piggyback on that and say, look, we can't, you know, change all of this overnight, but however, if we take a couple aspects And, you know, I remember when Stacy and I were first married almost 12 years ago. She a good Texan, she lived on Dr. Pepper. And a few years back, she just made the decision. She said, you know, I don't think I want to drink that anymore. And she just went cold turkey off it. She switched over to Coke for a while, which was not a, you know, the great alternative. However, a couple months after that, she said, you know, I don't have the taste for that. And it was really drinking it for the burn, as people say. And she just made the decision, I don't want it anymore. And everything changed. And it was fascinating to see that if you just make a decision. And let's not go ballistic here. I mean, you can. However, if we just make certain choices to say, hey, I'm going to eliminate this, or I can cut back on this, whether it's sweet too. You know, for me, it's chocolate. I mean, I feel that should be in its own food group. I just absolutely love it. I'm not a big candy or sweet type person. I like pastries and desserts of sort. But, you know, you can offer me any kind of candy, and my girls and their friends just think I'm weird. Because I don't like it. I just don't. I just never have. So for me, it's like, okay, making decision to trim things back. And we can all make choices. And if we'll pick up a copy of this book, The China Study, and I know both Cy and Ron, both of you guys are getting into things like this because it really does make a huge difference. And you're not, trust me, when we all said this, that you're going to be making waves and you're literally going to go against the flow of our culture and our society. And there's going to be close friends of yours and family members that are going to think you're not. And most of us are already in that category as wellness consultants because, I mean, shoot, we use these wonderful Nikin technologies and they've changed our lives and the lives of every person that will actually listen to us and when we share it with them. So we're already labeled. So it doesn't matter. So this is just going to be another thing. The key is keeping it in balance. And the results will speak louder than anything else. I love the way that St. Francis of Assisi said it when he made the coined the phrase, you know, preach the gospel in everything you do. Use words if necessary. You know, I think the gospel of Nikin that we have an obligation to share with people, our lifestyle will speak much louder than anything that it will ever come out of our mouths, and that when our bodies are in the right proper physical condition, then everything will fall into it. And I saw this a year ago at my 20-year class reunion when, you know, guys were making fun of me because I still had brown hair and I was actually at my ideal weight and my skin looked healthy. And I'm looking at guys that are the same exact age as I am and they look 10, 15, some of them 20 years older than I did. I mean, some of them were absolutely, actually unrecognizable. And so it really comes down to a choice that we can live the Nikin lifestyle and make healthier choices. So, Cy, Ron, thank you. Yeah, go ahead.
I want to say something that's for people that have heart problems. My cholesterol automatically went down 70 points just on this diet. And I had an angiogram done about 3 weeks ago. The arteries that were 70% plugged were then 30. So everything's reversing. So it's a very positive thing if people are on some of them drugs to help them get their cholesterol down or whatever. Just change what you eat and it'll happen automatically.
That's a huge, you said 70 points.
70
right?
points.
70 points in cholesterol.
That's 3 months.
3 months' time.
Yep.
So almost.
And over 50% of my plaque was gone, and some of the arteries that were plugged, 70% were gone. The doctors just couldn't believe it.
And you said, again, you're 59 years young.
Yep.
Okay, so we're talking quite a few years to do that damage, and yet in 3 months' time reversing it to completely back the other direction.
So it's a very positive thing, really.
So it really does make a difference. So, and Ron, thank you guys for sharing. Really, really appreciate it. I know this will be a huge boost for people, and if you want to pass this on to people that were not able to hear it live, simply go to the website, www.growinginwellness.com. And again, that's three words all smashed together, growinginwellness.com. And you can pick up the recording. Should be available in the next couple days. Or if you just want to simply purchase a CD for $5. And again, all the profits and proceeds from those go to Brad and Beth Huddleston, who are working overseas and changing people's lives as well. So you You guys, thank you for joining me on this wonderful Saturday morning. Don't want to miss and mark the date, July the 2nd. And that is when T. Colin Campbell, PhD, author of the China Study, will be on the Livestock Call. That's a Monday morning at 7 a.m. And if for some reason you know you won't be able to make that call live, talk to somebody who can do it on your behalf and get them to listen to it for you. Say, like, I can't get it. But, however, it will be recorded and available at focusongrowth.com, which is where all the current advanced lifestyle calls are being recorded and available there. So, again, that's focusongrowth.com, and July the 2nd is the date for that. So, thank you guys again. Have a wonderful weekend, and let's make some simple choices to get ourselves on the right track when it comes to what we're putting in our mouth. We'll talk to you guys next Saturday. Bye-bye.